Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. How are you? What's going on?
Same. We missed you last week. We recapped with Brendan from Katie's season. So that was great,
the
but it's good to have you back. Yeah.
How is his feathered hair? The big wave of feather flock himself. How was it?
It was great. He was funny. I know I had to give him the whole rundown on. I was like, this is how we do it. And he nailed it. So,
love.
But it's good to have you back.
It's great to be back and great to be back for another fantastic installment of The Bachelorettes.
And you were just in Europe, yes?
I saw all the places the Virgin cruise ship went on its journey. It made sense. France makes sense for this show. It's very much in the vein of the demo. You know, women love, from what I found out from going to France, women love to tell you they've been to France. And they want to tell you they know all the spots, and you've gone to the wrong spot, and you got to go to the right spot, and you got to say this word right, and don't embarrass me in France. And it's like a lot of pressure, you know. It was weird because it almost felt, as a man, as a straight man in France, you feel like you're every woman in America's nerdy, doofy dad who doesn't get it. You know, I don't want to mess up France for them.
I went to France with a boyfriend a while ago, and I was like, I have my outfits picked out. But it was a lot of pressure. Like, I had a whole list of like spreadsheet of outfits that I was going to wear. Like, a lot of pressure.
And did he see the severity? Did he not get it? Because I didn't get it. I was like, oh, this is just another country.
No, he didn't get it. Didn't get it. He wore like the same like New Balance sneakers.
Yeah.
With every outfit. And I'm like, okay.
I honestly didn't know the pressure that came with Fra. And I got to say, that's the one thing that Rachel and Gabby were really good about. They didn't put Fra on the guys.
No, they didn't. I mean, and then we go to Bruges, which this episode, and...
Yeah.
Rachel's poor guys didn't even get to see Bruges.
they basically like, I mean, let's get into the episode. I thought Bruges, I mean, the only reason I knew Bruges is from that movie, the Colin Farrell movie.
I don't even know what movie that is.
There's a movie called In Bruges, I think, where like a cop movie.
There is. I've actually been to Bruges because I worked on a cruise ship.
Really?
Yeah, I worked on a cruise ship as like a singer dancer. I did it twice, both for like 6 months. And so I went to all of these, like watching them on this cruise ship. Like Bruges is like the port in Belgium that you go to.
So like, that's what was your biggest memory from Bruges?
Just getting beer and waffles. I mean, just like carbo loading.
That's kind of, so they did what you remember.
Exactly. I did a whole beer tasting, like a Belgian beer tasting. I went and got waffles. Like, we were there for 2 days, and
so
same thing.
I mean, as far as experts are concerned, you've done this route that they're doing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, at least so far, I have. Paris wasn't the place where you docked. It's like not very close. It's not, you dock in some city outside of Paris, and I don't remember what it is, but Paris is inland.
It seems like that's where they docked, because they said they were in Harvest or something, or it was another name place.
Yeah, it's somewhere else, and then you drive to Paris, and that's where you stay.
and then you go to Bruges. So you, more importantly, like the cruise thing, this is something that like comes up last week. Like you're going on a Virgin cruise ship, like cruise ships do routes. Like,
yeah, Amsterdam is one of the other places on there, and they're going to Amsterdam next week.
Did you ever see these as romance? Was this the romance, you know, route? Like, is this something you saw, you could have ever seen coming, having been on the cruise ships?
I don't know. Like, mostly the clientele that I was with, they were older, and because they were more expensive cruises. I mean, you're going to these like European places that are smaller docks and everything. Like, they're more expensive, so it's not like a Carnival cruise or anything. Like, this is definitely. They're paying good money for this.
Yeah, I mean, the whole goal, it seems, is for them to promote this route and to promote, like, oh, you could go on a Virgin cruise around Europe.
Virgin cruises
is
brand new. It's a brand new ship, and it's a brand new thing that they're doing. I think I saw another friend posting about it. She just went on one, so I'm like, I've never heard of Virgin cruises, but I still can't get over the carbon footprint of this. Of this ship.
A full boat.
There's like 15 people on it.
It shows you, you know, you think Taylor Swift is bad about taking her private jet.
Oh my God.
The Bachelor. The Bachelorette was like, nah, move aside, Taylor Swift. We'll show you.
Yeah.
We'll show you carbon
Hold my
emissions.
Belgian beer.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get into the episode. You ready?
Yeah. All right. So we start off with Logan switching sides and taking up most of the screen time for the week.
Rachel canceled part of her group date because she was crying again.
Gabby's group date consisted of a TikTok-inspired slapping game, but with fish.
Rachel finally revealed she was a Pisces on her one-on-one with Avon.
Gabby takes Johnny on a one-on-one where connections are brewing.
And we finally get a real cocktail power party, followed by a rose ceremony. I'm in the rose mood.
You've been drinking too much.
Right. Followed by a rose ceremony where Logan stays and Gabby's first impression rose goes home. Too much rose for me. I can't even read it. What did you think overall of the episode, Kay?
It felt like so much happened, but also like nothing happened at the same time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like we didn't really get anywhere. And then realizing we're a few episodes away from hometowns.
That jumped out at me. When she said we're like 2 weeks away from meeting my parents, I was like, wait.
What?
Where has time gone? It makes you wonder, are they going to each get their own hometown episode, you know, like how are they gonna, because this is episode 5, like it's either a 9 episode season or they're gonna start being like it's a Rachel week, it's a Gabby week, which I can't say, you know, to me, I don't know how that's gonna happen, right?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, and because episode 5, there's usually like, you know, 12 episodes or something in these, and it's like, what are you gonna do for the rest? Yeah, you have fantasy suites and you have Mentel All, but other than like what's they must be splitting them up,
right? And also Rachel though is already like down to her guys, like if you know, Rachel's like down to her last breath here,
like, and this is not by her choice, by choice, but she is down to the last couple, which I don't know, I'm sort of personally, I don't know about you, but I'm getting kind of done with the Rachel sob story. What do you think?
So this was my takeaway from 2 weeks ago. I watched the episode that I missed, and then I watched this week's episode, and it feels like Gabby is here to find the right guy, and Rachel's here to be the Bachelorette. And
yes,
that is kind of... and. You know, Rachel's looking for moments. And I don't know, like, this might not be fair, this assessment, but, like, I mean, the first group date told me everything. You know, you have Rachel. Well, before we get into it, what did you name the episode? Because I feel like this might be a conversation for the first group date, because I definitely, like, I want to put my ingrained dude aside. I'm not trying to be, you know, Johnny Straight Dude and be an ass, but like, there are things about Gabby that like hit me as a straight man. Like, she's really good at like laughing along with people. She just has like that chill girl like mentality. Right.
Chill girl.
And listen, I'm not like proponent of the chill girl. I think that can kind of get washed in with not acting who you really are. And I don't like that, because we talk about that on You Up a lot. But then there's like Rachel, where it's like one guy is like, hey, I want to switch teams. And she's like, I guess it's bonbons and robe time for me. Like, and it's like,
and it's like, it's too much.
And if I'm on the other side, and Tino kind of said this, like, if I'm on the other side of that, I go, hey, I'm trying to get to know you too, and you just bailed on a day where we could have gotten to know each other, you know?
Yeah. And we're going to get into all this, because I have so many thoughts on everything you were saying. But yeah. What did you name the episode?
I called it The Old Switcheroo.
That's what it is.
That was really what it was.
The Old Switcheroo.
Yeah.
I said... he's a 10, but he likes your friend. And I,
that's very funny.
Or it's like, he's a 10, but he's Logan. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, just, is he a 10? So is that, how are you ranking Logan?
No, he's not a 10, but I was just using the,
yes, I know,
using the, lingo.
What would you rank Logan? I mean, like, this guy is amongst you in Southern California. This is a San Diego guy.
I know. I don't know. There's been all these TikToks about him and how he's dating everybody, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But I'd probably rank Logan like a 6.
Okay. He's got a lot of height.
He's got a lot of height, but I don't know. There's something just goofy about him. Like, too goofy.
Well,
I don't know.
That's kind of how the episode starts. And like, let's not let Logan off the hook. Like, the episode starts where Logan's basically like, I want to switch teams. Okay. So he wants to go from Team Rachel to Team Gabby. And then he's like, let's just get through a rose ceremony and then I'll let them know. So like, Logan,
that's the thing.
Yeah. Like, that's the point where you go, Rachel isn't so dramatic. Like, she did say that. And I'm like, you can't just, I mean, if Logan had done it at the rose ceremony, I would have been like, okay. He got it
taking
out there.
Taking ownership.
Yep. I'm going to give up the rose from Rachel. I'll see what happens with Gabby. But instead, he's like, let me make sure I stay. And then I'll go, I'm still thinking about this. What did you think of that? Like, what did you think of his switcheroo?
I thought that was really slimy, mainly because before the rose ceremony, he said last week, he was like, I think I'm starting to, like, he's like, I'm still thinking about Gabby. I don't know if I should take the rose. He was like torn between what he should do. Mm. And he did the quote unquote wrong thing. And then afterwards, he was like, you know what? I'm here, but I'm going to tell Gabby. It's like, you can't have both. It's like having your cake and eating it. You can't do, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can, and it worked.
It basically, it's almost as if he doesn't realize there are cameras. Like, he's doing the right thing in retrospect. So like he knows, you can tell this guy has dated women before, because what he's doing is setting a story where he can't really be wrong. Because he even says, when he pulls aside Rachel, he's like, you know what? And she's like, well, why would you keep taking roses when you knew you didn't like me? And he's like, no, you know, I was still trying to figure out, and I'm still trying to figure out where I want to be and where. And like, he's right until we have a video evidence of him saying that he's not right. Like, morally, he's right.
He's watching the thought process.
Right. Like, morally, you could tell that story when it's not all taped leading up to that story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about us watching his thought process. Same with, like, these guys forget they're on camera. Like, same with Hayden being like, I never said any of that stuff. And we're like, babe, we literally watched you say all that
stuff. You say every single word, yeah.
every word.
Right.
And he's like, I didn't do it. It's like, you're literally on camera. You're being set up at this moment right now because of what you said.
Right. And here's and what people do is nobody thinks of themselves as the bad guy. Everyone thinks of themselves as the star of their own movie, and everything's a little bit gray. Like, you want to say, like, well, you want to paint yourself in the best light, and, like, this show doesn't really allow you to do that unless we're seeing an edited version, which is what they all say. They go, oh, well, I was edited out of order. And you go, well, okay, I don't know why. We all watched. I don't know why they would do that to you. You could have just said, you said before the rose, you were into both of them. After the rose, you're into one of them. So what's the answer here? So Logan kind of just seems like the type of guy who's like looking to stay another week. And, you know, he believes in himself enough to make that happen.
I want to know what your thoughts are on Rachel's reaction to what Logan said, because he goes, he was like, you know, I'm looking at myself. He does the whole like explaining thing.
Sure.
Where we didn't want, you don't need to explain, just say what it is. And he says, oh, you know, I look at myself and I'm like, look at Rachel. I'm like, am I crazy? I mean, he's calling himself crazy. And then she shut him down immediately and was like, you know what? You don't need to keep going. Like, how did you think her response was?
I thought she was great. He did the classic, you're amazing, you're wonderful, anyone would be lucky enough to have you. And it's like, that's what people do
you
when
can
they
have
go,
me?
Yeah, you got me right now. You're still in this game. And it's like, you know, and Rachel, you know, the tired veteran of getting dumped is like, I've seen this before. I don't need it. So like, I liked what Rachel did. I liked that Rachel was like, okay, this is a song and dance you're doing to be the good guy while dumping me. And it's like, sometimes you have to just be the bad guy, which sucks. Like, I don't think Logan's a bad guy. I think he's just trying to get through this in any way that all of us would try to get through this. But when he's like, you're wonderful, you're smart, you're beautiful, it's like, yeah, then you should be with her. Like, I don't understand.
It's like so weird.
Right.
I know.
And it'd be great. You'd be amazing for anyone but me. But me. Don't, you know, you're amazing, but, you know, not for me. And it's like, I liked what Rachel did there. But at that point, you go, like, I liked Rachel up to that point, and then at that point, Rachel has to go, all right, let's shake myself off, and let's go meet the guys that are here for me, don't you think?
But she canceled, her canceling the whole date, this is what really kind of annoyed me and kind of set my, I'm done with the Rachel sob story part of it, because one guy rejects you and you're going to punish everyone else. That's right. And I felt bad for the guys because they showed up. Jesse's there. He's like, by the way, Rachel, you're not going to go out in Bruges today. And the guys are mainly like, they're saying it's because they wanted to have this experience with Rachel, but they just wanted to get off the ship. And they're like, I want to go see Bruges.
Right. It is. Rachel's story becomes annoying when she starts writing it herself. And this is when you can tell, you know, she's 26. I just looked it up just now. She's 26 and talking about when you've dealt with the heartbreak that I have dealt with. And it's like a bunch of guys said they didn't want to marry you within 4 minutes of meeting you. Like, you know, she seems to be writing her bachelorette tale. You know, I've been in this relationship when you're with someone and they're writing the our story page as the relationship is going. And it's like the will they, won't they, Jim and Pam. And it's like, Rachel, you're the co-star of this show. You got five guys that are waiting off this ship, ready to marry you. Just ready to hang out with you, ready to get to know you. I like Jesse Palmer in this moment. I love that Jesse Palmer came in and this was like his moment, and I thought he gave a great speech, and he's like, he even tried to relate to her. He's like, I've been in your shoes. I've sat in your, and she's just like, yep, robe time. Tell him I'm not coming. And you're like, Jesse, like, I thought Jesse, this was his moment.
This was his moment. And I did like that he was able to relate back to her and say, like, you know, I've been in this position before, because,
yes,
you know, with Chris, you never got that because he had never been in the
actual
bachelor seat before. So you had actual advice coming from your host.
You know when they, you know when like the president does something like 4 months into their presidency and then like all the news shows are like, that's the moment they became president. I was sitting there being like, that's the moment Jesse Palmer became host of The Bachelor.
Talking her, like trying to talk her off the ledge. And unfortunately, she even said, she's like, I appreciate hearing this from you, but you know what? I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm still not going. And I felt, I hated that.
That it sucked. You know what? And as like the guy, you're like, okay, what do they say? You don't know someone until you traveled with them. It's like, this is what you're, you know, like if I'm the guy on the other side, I'm going, okay, good to know. That, you know, like we couldn't go to the chocolate wrestling in Bruges.
Yeah. Or if you get into an argument, maybe she'll cancel the whole day and be like, I don't feel like going out.
You go, I don't know if we would look at this differently if it was one bachelorette or not, like, or maybe they wouldn't let her cancel it. Like, I don't know. Like it was just like, I was watching that and I'm like, oh, we just got to miss out on like finding out. It's and it was funny because like when she told Gabby later that day, Gabby like looked at her like, oh, you're that kind of pain in the ass. Like, what?
You canceled the date? Her eyes were like as big as her face. She's like, you canceled the date?
Yeah.
And I really did. I felt so bad for the guys because they were so excited. And I mean, I do think it mainly was because they wanted to explore the city and obviously get to do it with Rachel, but like getting off the ship and then they're like, Jesse was like, no, you guys got to go back on board. The date's canceled and they don't get to see the city at all. So yeah, now they're bummed that they don't get to see the girl that they probably haven't seen in days. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, they have to stay on the ship that's filled with literally no one.
Right. Enjoy the ice cream parlors and hammocks they have out for you on the Virgin Atlantic.
So, well, it gets to the end of the evening portion of it.
And the evening, and I don't know, what did it do for you? To me, it was like, okay, this is the same old thing. Like, you know, Rachel comes in. She does, and again, Rachel comes in and over-dramatizes the whole thing, going, if any of you don't want to be here, let me know right now. It's like, no, we're here. We don't make us pay.
We wanted to go out with you today.
Right.
You were the one who didn't want to go out with us.
Why do we have to pay for what Logan did?
I just wish, I think Gabby would be more successful. Amy, who runs our Bachelor account, she tweeted something really great last night. And I have to read it because it was like spot on. She said, how is Rachel going to pick a guy if she never spends time with the ones that actually want to be there? All she's focusing on is the guys that don't like her and not the ones that actually do.
And I think that has to do with a little bit of like her wanting to be the bachelorette. And
yeah,
it comes across because I don't think Rachel and Gabby compare themselves to one another. I think Rachel compares herself to Gabby, but I don't think Gabby compares herself to Rachel. Like, and it becomes very clear.
No, I don't think so at all.
Right. And you see Gabby on her, like with her stuff, and she's like, let's see what's going on here. And it's like, it's hard for us, the audience, to not compare them. Cause you're like, okay, one is doing this like they're 26 and one is doing this like they're like done with the dating world and they've seen them all. Like you go back to when Gabby and Rachel are talking about their types and Rachel's like, I'd never dated a guy who's made me laugh. And Gabby's like, I've dated them all. I at this point, I've done the highs, I've done the lows. I'm just looking to find like someone to chill with. And it becomes clearer and clearer every episode.
It's more about the competition for Rachel, unfortunately. And I wish now Tino, we took like 2 seconds earlier and talked about Tino and him being like, you know, I'm nervous to have this conversation with Rachel, but I think it's important, you know, in a healthy relationship to not just talk about the good things, but talk about when you're upset. And I was like, great, love this. And I wish he would have just like leaned into it more, because he kind of just like glossed over it. And we got all hyped up thinking he was going to be like, you know, this was really fucked up that you decided to cancel our entire date because of Logan. He's like, I'm here. But instead he was just like, I don't know, I just didn't feel seen. And yeah. I'm like, that's it.
I didn't feel seen is like, it's like he went to the Bachelorette handbook and chose a line that they've said before.
A line that felt right.
Right. I was happy he said something. I didn't think he would. I thought
I was
like,
too.
But I agree with you. It was a little soft, but it's also like he understands he's like here on her show, so to speak. It's hard for him to like, you know, get into that. But I could see like if there's to be drama later, I could see where he's like, listen, I've tried to get to know you and, you know, you never show up to the, you know, we've never hung out in the daylight hours. I've only seen you in formal.
Right.
Wear.
Right.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. We go to the Gabby group date, which is legit the opposite. I mean, like, it's night and day. It's
Well, right before the Gabby group date, I want to know, I'm curious about your reaction, or like, how did you think Gabby responded to Rachel when Rachel came over and talked to, well, Logan went and talked to Gabby and was like, hey, this is how I feel about you. And then I liked that Gabby was like, I have to talk to Rachel first. I like that her first question was,
right,
how did she take it? And not making it about herself.
Yeah, Gabby's just, she has a maturity that is really pretty great. You know, like,
and attractive.
It's attractive. Yeah. It seems like, you know, but it also goes back to like, Gabby saying, like, I've been through these things before. Like, I don't think Rachel is wrong for acting 26 and like she's Cinderella. I think it's harder for her to look, you know, to act like Cinderella when you have Gabby here who's like, I'm over the drama. I'm over all this. I'm just making sure that, like, my friends are cool with me. I'm making sure, like, I'm at 26, I don't think I would be as mature as Gabby is right now, because it seems like she's either born a, you know, an emotional genius, or she's a little bit older and she's kind of looked at things through, you know, where I wish I had done them differently, and she's doing all the right things. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I think she really did handle everything so great. Yeah. And I loved that. Her first instinct, like I said, was to ask, like, what did you think about, or how did she react, or like, how did she take it, and not making it about herself when Rachel tends to make everything about her.
Right.
I don't know. I really like Gabby, and I think she is a good friend, but also a very mature partner.
She, and this is kind of going back to her on Clayton season, where she every move she made, you're like, how did you know to do that? How did you know to do that? How did you know to think of that person? Like, she does this, mm-hmm. you know, like, it was a surprise in Clayton season. Now it's a surprise again, but it shouldn't be. Like, I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think Gabby's just, I'm looking up how, Gabby's 31.
Yeah, and there's a big difference, 31 and 26.
Oh my God, yeah. Huge difference.
What did you think of her group date?
Her group date with all those kids and just like, I think, first of all, she looked amazing. Every outfit on her is spot on, just like the black, and they went on that boat. She
the Princess
really
Jasmine
is,
in Bruges look.
Yeah. She really is just like cool, chill girl, and laughs a lot. Exactly what you said earlier. Like, she does. She laughs along with everybody, makes everyone feel like heard, and like I don't know. She's a good hype girl, and which makes for a great date.
She seems like a great daytime hang. Like, she's been given a lot of shit for like, where she's always nodding.
I can't. That's all I see. It's all I see. It's literally, it makes me crazy because everything is, She's an active listener, but it makes me insane.
It is funny that like guys like that. Like, it is funny to me. They're like,
they want to know they're being heard.
Well, it's funny to like, it's funny that I there's things that she's getting made fun of where I'm like, yeah, that's why she seems fun to hang out with. Like, you wouldn't feel like, you know, like I in the same way, like Rachel does, you know, doesn't show up to a daytime date, like the thing you would want to do with someone you're dating the most. And then Gabby shows up and she's like, oh my God, really? And it's like, I hope it's not fake. You know, like,
I don't think it's fake at all, which is the best part about it. I think she genuinely just wants you to know that she is actively listening and wants to respond, even when they say something like, you know, I had such a good time with you. And she's like, same. I appreciate hearing that. Like, I also just very much a person that wants to be part of the conversation and wants to let you know that you are, that she is listening to everything that you are saying.
Right. And that was like why, you know, I missed this last week, but to go back to Jason, mm-hmm. First of all, we liked Jason just by looking at him when he came on the show.
We like Jason.
And then the more Jason pops up, you're like, this guy, he is I don't know how he ended up on the show, but I think he might be the best thing for Gabby because he's like this quiet, reserved guy, and Gabby's like the active listener, gonna be the center of attention type. And it's like, how did he end up here?
I don't know, because he could barely speak during their date.
Yeah.
Like, he could barely, she would say something and he'd be like, yeah, I had a good, I don't know. It just like nothing was ever coming out. There was nothing. He never had anything really to say.
And then this date, they do the fish slapping competition and he's like, and he like goes for this big kiss and he's like, the best part was the kiss. And you're like, dude, you are not a dynamic personality at all. Like, it is like, you go, where?
No, I really don't know how he got it. Like, he does not have the personality. I don't want to say not for TV, but like genuinely just not. He's not a TV character. Like, all of these guys have some sort of TV quality, whether it be their looks or whatever. But
Jason seems like he's on an edible at all times and he's not sure if it's done kicking in or not. Like, he's just always like, is it over yet?
Yeah. That is the perfect way to describe it. Perfect way to describe it. I also, I know we go to the Rachel and Avon one-on-one. I have to just for 1 second skip ahead because when Gabby had her one-on-one with Johnny, this is a new character that has just been unlocked. Like, I've never seen him before.
Yeah, I don't know where Johnny came from.
Don't know where Johnny came from. We'll get there, but I just I thought about totally that because we were going through the guys.
No, but I totally agree with you because there's like, I don't know where this trove of elm trees, like Gabby found, like put together a team of 6 foot five, like dudes that like, yeah, the Johnny character. I'm like, I don't know where he came from. I'm with you.
I don't know. I feel like I've never seen him. Same with Ethan on Rachel's side, who he was like the first person to like pull her aside in the evening. And like, he kissed her and I'm like, who is this?
Right.
How did he make it this far? And then he still stuck around through the rose ceremony and passed up Mario, who got the first impression rose.
Right.
That's a whole other thing.
It's almost like they were just hiding on the boat waiting for, you know, the season to start.
It was weird. Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So we had the Jason kiss, and then they go to the second half of the group date. Logan comes and appears, and it's shocking.
Yeah.
You know, the people are not happy. What did you think when Logan appeared?
I mean, I knew it was going to be bad. You can't, like, these guys have already established their relationship with Gabby. Like, this is who I've been trying for. This is who I've, like, put my time and effort into. And then you have somebody new walk in. It's sort of like Heather on Matt James season. She just shows up out of nowhere in her like minivan and was like, I want to be part of the show. And so these guys see Logan show up and they're like, what the fuck? Like,
well,
huh?
In the same way that the guys be like, are like, wait a minute, you know, date the guy, you know, Rachel, if you don't show up to this date, then maybe you were so hung up on Logan that you don't care about the rest of us. These guys do the same thing where they're like, wait a minute, if you're letting Logan switch sides, then you must not be that into any of us.
Yeah.
So you must be questioning all of us here and our connection. And they kind of say that, and then they're like, but then they have to do the right thing. Like, they all say that to the camera, and then they go to her. They're like, I want you to make the best decision for you. Like, what are they going to say? Like, what the fuck? You know?
I wish one of them would have, like really spoken up and said something. Because I know, like, Nate was really concerned about it. And he, even down to, like, the rose ceremony, he's like, I'm not going to feel safe until I know Logan's not here. And then Logan walks down. But to everyone else, or to Logan and to Gabby, he's like, doesn't say anything. It's like, speak up. You can have this. Like, this is a this is a valid conversation.
It is, and it's also valid feeling for them to have, where they're like, we just spent the whole day together, and you were like, let me see what's at the, you know, let me see what the Logan store has to offer me. And it's like, I understood that from their side, but then they did all go into like, no, you got to make your, it is just so funny that they all like lie to her face. Like, yeah, you got to make your choices. You got to see all, you know, you got to see all your options. You got to make sure. And then like, you know, Nate, you know, gets
then
the
they're
rose.
Like, fuck those options. Like, I can't believe she did this to me.
And yeah, it's, and then Nate gets the rose and Nate and her seem to have like this connection and seem to have like, and she gives him, you know, the chocolate for her, for his daughter. And
so cute. So did you see you saw the preview for next week? Yeah. Or for like the rest of the season. I don't know, but there was a part at the very end of like the preview. It was showing Gabby crying and being like, I don't know if I can be a good mom and blah, blah, blah. I think this is definitely going to, especially after seeing that, going to come up later because Nate has a child and Gabby has all of these, you know, issues with her mother.
Yeah.
I see this being an obstacle.
Yeah. And he's going to the end. You know, he's gotten three roses so far, right? He's gotten a bunch of roses. So, I mean, that could come up along the way. And we go to Rachel's one-on-one with Avon. There were people saying we haven't gotten enough Avon. I thought Avon's gotten a good amount of time.
I don't really think, I still feel like I've seen so many of the other guys instead of Avon. We did see him on the football field.
Yeah.
He was the only one that really got that time. But other than that, I mean, that's really all we've gotten of Avon other than random bits and pieces here and there. It's basically been the other guys. So I'm glad we got to finally see him. And
what did you think of his date?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was great that we got to like see him open up about everything during like the dinner portion. But like during the day, I don't know. I honestly can't even name something that really stood out between the two of them. I think she was just really needing validation. And that's what she was talking about. She was like, I love that he's very touchy and he makes me feel wanted. And obviously that's what everybody wants, but I think she's just always in recovery mode and needing that reassurance in it. I don't think she cares about who it's from.
That makes sense because like the Tino Rose comes after he gives validation. Avon gives her a good date. I liked Avon. I had fun getting to know him. I thought he was like very, I thought he like did all the right stuff on the date. I love when they go to the elders of the town to ask them about love. That's my favorite bachelorette thing when old person, like I can't imagine the casting that goes on. They're like, hey, you're old and from Belgium. Can you talk to these young people about love? Like, I love that they had you know, the three women knitting veils. And it's like, you know, that scene to me is always funny.
It's always cute. A refreshing like thing other than like the normal fighting or the fish slapping, like just having like a little like a moment. Now, do you think Avon has potential to make it to the end?
Yeah, I think for what you said before, like I think anyone, we're at the point where it's like if you like Rachel, she's gonna like give you, you know, Rachel's like, if you're gonna give me my moment, then I'm gonna keep you around. That's what it feels like. And if you're gonna give me my bachelorette story, I will be pumped to have you. You just got to make me feel like the bachelorette. And Tino does that. Zach does that. Avon does that. They all do that thing where they prop her up as the Cinderella queen princess story. And so I think anyone who does that for her.
But it's not going to be successful in the long run, I think. I think she's not.
Is that, but
I don't see
what success mean to her. You know, like it seems like success means I have 10 guys vying for my love. I don't know. That's been kind of the what it seems like she's down for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she just wants, I think she just wants to win. It's more, it's so much about competition. She's always so worried about Gabby and just needs so much validation, which we all need. Like, I'm same. But I don't think that that's what is going to help her find a successful long-term partner.
What did you think of Gabby's one-on-one?
With the brand new character,
this
Johnny.
Brand new guy, Johnny. Johnny tall guy in his big, you know, he's got his like, the jacket. Is this, this must be a new look. It's the big burly jacket over the t-shirt look. Johnny jackets.
Yeah. All the guys that have like layers on. Every guy has either like a flannel, like a shacket, flannel.
It's shacket season.
Over
on
top
the show.
Of something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shacket season. But I don't know. I mean, when I saw Johnny get ready to go on the date, I was like, I don't know one thing about this dude. Why did Gabby pick him?
And Johnny has just anxiety, depression. Like, I don't know. I feel like they all went to the school of bachelorette training where he's like, I just don't feel good anytime. It's like, can you give us a specific example, Johnny? Like, same. We all feel like shit. Do you have a...
Me too.
You know, like, if you're going to... Right. Like, what... I don't know. He just kept, like, looking off, being like, I never feel confident. It's like, dude, okay, you're 6'5 and gorgeous. What? And you got a shacket on that fits great.
Yeah, you're picked for national television.
Right. I don't know. It was, and he gets the rose, but it was tough for me. Like, you're watching this going, what is this, you know?
Maybe he doesn't, because, you know, on those dates, you feel that you feel some sort of pressure to have a quote-unquote, like, for, I don't know what else to call it, but like a sob story.
Sure, struggle.
You know, you feel the pressure to have this, like, you know, like the Katie hair, and like, I had bad breath in the morning. Like, I don't know what else to say about, you know, like everybody's complaining about their looks. And she's like, I'm fine with everything, but like, just so I can be part of it. that's what it felt like. But I also, we don't know him. We don't know what he's going through, but that's kind of the vibe I was getting from him. And I don't know anything about him. I still feel like I don't know anything about him and how he made it to this far, but maybe that's why she took him on the one-on-one date, was to get to know him.
Right. And then we go to the end of the so we already talked about Logan switching sides, right?
Yeah.
And so he switched sides, he gets invited to the end of the date, there's a cocktail rose ceremony, and basically the whole cocktail rose ceremony is built around, will Logan stay? And he ends up staying.
And were you surprised?
No, not at all. Gabby
I kind of was.
Really? Because I thought Gabby went through like all the necessary steps. She's like,
she did.
You know, do you like him? She did have a connection with him. She did kiss him and stuff like that. And I think she was like, you know, when it came down to it, she's looking at the three guys left and she's like, one, I've given my first impression rose to, and the other, like, it's not like she had no history at all with Logan. That was the thing that I was
right.
Not surprised with.
I'm just surprised that she gave him the rose at the, like, I could see him, like, you know, being her at the cocktail party and whatnot, but I don't know. I guess I was expecting him to be let down, like have him like do all of this and then sort of be like, and I think I would have liked it a little bit more just for TV purposes if she rejected him, because it'd be like, okay, now we're seeing like even more, these girls are like in it together. Because I mean, I don't know, even if I talked to like my girlfriend about a guy that maybe I like had a crush on or had like a connection with, but if they had already done their thing and he tried to approach, I don't know if I would do that.
Well, I guess the only like defense of Gabby is like the precedent was set where like Hayden stayed an extra week, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, Gabby was like, yeah, that guy Hayden just told me I'm rough around the edges. And like, you know, Rachel's like, oh, well, maybe he's good for me. You know, like she did already do that. So I think like,
that's,
you know,
true.
I guess Gabby's like, if I'm thinking of her thought process, she's going, okay, you've set the precedent that it's okay to keep someone that maybe I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So I can maybe keep this guy around. It was awkward when he like got the rose and had to like sidestep around Rachel.
That was weird. Like, didn't even look at her.
It's like, good to see you again. Been a while. Yeah.
Hey. that was really weird. I'm just surprised that she, I not picked him over Mario, but didn't keep Mario. Mario was the first impression, Rose. I figured, but we hadn't really seen a lot of him in the past couple, like, you know, past two episodes. So maybe that kind of like fizzled out.
I guess so.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Let's go to the weekly categories. Let's play a little Would You Rather.
All right.
Go for it.
All right. So would you rather take someone new and risk the relationships you've already built or send that person home and risk them potentially being the one? This is essentially going off of the Gabby Logan sitch.
See, to me, I'm with Gabby on her decision because she's like, okay, this might be my fifth place guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I've already decided that these guys are the last ones to receive my rose. They're already getting the last rose. So why wouldn't I put in someone who I haven't gotten the chance to, like, get to know to get that last rose as, like, a wild card pick? So it makes sense to me because it's like, oh, them I know. Them, it would be way more surprising because they've had 5 weeks to kind of, like, woo me. This guy has had 0 weeks to woo me, so why don't I... This is my last rose. Give it to him. What do you think?
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I think I would send him home. I think I would risk that person because I have a better chance with the five that I already got to, that I already know. Mm. Like, and then you're playing catch up. I think I would send him home.
Would you marry someone who's difficult to travel with or marry someone who used to date your best friend?
Man, travel with, that's hard. Like, difficult to travel with, that's like, that'll ruin some stuff.
Right.
Traveling, having somebody that, if you don't travel well together, I mean, whether it's friends or relationship, that's like, sucks, or marry someone.
It's brutal.
I would end up... This goes completely against everything I just said. But I think I would marry someone who used to date my best friend. I'm completely contradicting myself.
I'm with you. I date someone who used to date my best friend. At least I know that my best friend liked them. At least I know, you know, like...
Yeah, so there's similarities.
Hey, we're in Bruges. You go ahead. I'm not feeling well today. Like, okay.
Yeah, no. The travel with is seriously, that is the worst. The worst. I know I went back on everything I just said, but I can't do that. All right. So we have your game, Jared. Jared made this up and it's so fun. So it's very basically marry, fuck, kill, but it's fantasy suite, hometown, or send home. All right. Do you want to read the categories?
Okay. Someone who is joint custody of their dog with their ex. someone who never wants to move out of their parents' house, someone who goes to the gym on vacation. Who are you sending to fantasy suites? Who are you sending to hometowns? Who are you sending home?
I think I would send home someone who never wants to move out of their parents' house.
Okay.
That's because then I would become parent. I would become mother at that point, you know. I would send home them and I would take I guess the somebody who has joint custody with their ex, I would take them to hometowns, joint custody of the dog with their ex to hometowns for no other reason than I would take the gym person to fantasy suites.
I think I'm with you. I'm, you know, fantasy suites is the gym person, you know, like, okay, they're practicing in some way. They're getting ready. Yeah, they're getting ready. The move out of their, I guess the joint custody with their ex, I'm taking the person that lives at home to hometowns because at least they know how to get along with families. You know, like if you're still living at home at like 30, then like you understand the dynamic, you know how to like stay away from them going, when are you moving out? You know, like your whole life, if you live at home with your family at a later age, is avoiding what's going on in your life conversation. So I would imagine they would be fantastic at being around parents because they know how to avoid and dip and dodge uncomfortable topics. You have the person with the custody of their dog with their ex. They're going, oh, have you seen my dog? And, oh, where's the dog? It's with my ex. We share the custody. Yeah. Now my parents are like, wait, what's custody of a dog? You know, like they run into more uncomfortable conversations. So I'm sending that person home.
I hear you on that. All right. Who are your top three right now?
I feel
like we need to change this to top one and one for each.
I think you're right.
Or maybe top two.
Like I got Tino and Avon. I'll give Tino as number one on one side, Avon. Oh, well, they're both on the same side. I got Jason and Tino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have, I think Tino for Rachel.
Yes.
And I think for Gabby, at this point, I still think Nate.
You do.
But I think that's going to change. But
yeah,
I think it's going to change. Right now, I still think Nate.
I think Jason, but I understand the Nate decision. Jason just like, I guess, you know, you're looking for puzzle pieces. That's the only reason I say Jason, because he's just like, he's sitting there glazed over. Gabby can like dance in the middle of the, you know, the bar and Jason can go, where am I? You know, I don't know. But yeah, I think you're right. Nate's still in it too.
Okay. So who do we have next? IG Rising Star.
Who do you got?
So I have Tino as the IG Rising Star, but I think it's just because he's gotten so much screen time. He's gaining a lot of internet following, not as much as usual, like not as much as, you know, past seasons, but I think him, but I also think with all of this stuff going on TikTok with Logan, he's the talk of the TikTok bachelor town. So yeah. I don't know.
Logan is gaining lore, which is what you want as a straight single man. Logan is getting what he wants out of this show. He's getting that Pete Davidson aura. What's so good about him? Why do both of these women like him? Why are all these women in San Diego talking about him? I have to know. He's getting Pete Davidson fairy dust sprinkled on him.
Perfect, perfect comparison.
Yeah, that's I had Johnny what did I say? Johnny
to be trying on t-shirts on Spotify.
Oh, because so my IG Rising Star is that, do you know Brendan? Remember Brendan that we had all the issues with on Paradise?
Oh, with Piper, Brendan and Piper. I think
Brendan and Piper on Paradise.
His initial was, but
yeah, the Bonnie and Clyde of Instagram followers. They, And then they got in trouble and then they disappeared. Now Brendan is on my sponsored posts all the time trying on t-shirts. So every week I'm like, who is this guy? I recognize it. Oh my God, it's Brendan. And he's like doing
I've seen this person before.
Right. And I feel like I'm going to see Johnny in those same ads in like 6 months.
Doing the same stuff.
Right.
Agreed.
Do you see those ads with Brendan in them as like the model?
No. I'm not that demo.
I mean, I guess because I always talk about how t-shirts don't fit me. So I get like 1,000 t-shirt, whatever. But
that
Brendan
stuff is literally crazy. The way ads work and how they are like
crazy.
I mean,
well, and it's like it's definitely listening to you. They definitely know. Like I've searched t-shirts. I get sent t-shirts all the time. So I'll probably get more now because we're talking about it now. But Brendan, I think if you're like a certain type of influencer, you can sign up where they're like, you make an Instagram stories and then the company can just use your stories as much as they want. Mm. So I keep seeing him and I'm like,
everywhere.
It's and I'm like, I think I might be the only man who knows who this guy is.
Yeah, probably. Probably. All right. So who are your, speaking of, oh, not Paradise, villain of the week. We both have the same one.
Go for it.
But Amy wrote down a really good one.
Yes. This was brought to my attention later. It's something I didn't notice. The spray tans. Amy brings up the spray tans. What did you think?
Yeah. Rachel's hands during her close-ups. It's not rubbed in. It's a little blotchy. Looks like bronzer.
Do you think Virgin boats have a spray tan booth on the boat? Because if there's 15 of them on the boat, they get use of all the stuff. They get to use the ice cream parlor, the hammocks. There's got to be a spa where maybe this is the one thing that works in the whole spa.
I'm wondering if she did it herself. You know, because you can buy, like, my roommate, Chelsea, she does her spray tan. Like, most girls that I know just do their things themselves, but it always ends up, it's a problem with the hands and getting it rubbed in, and so it's not chunky and splotchy, but the hands are always an issue. I don't know.
I just remember.
I'm not a regular spray tanner.
Well, I did shows in Atlantic City once, and I just kept thinking of, like, they're on this boat. Okay, the boat isn't fully staffed, obviously. There's a crew, but I don't think every bar has a full, I don't think it's a full crew. I feel like it's a skeleton soft launch opening of this cruise ship. So I would assume that like the gym is open, but there's parts that are roped off. So I was wondering, maybe they get access to a spray booth and they don't have the person working it, so they have to kind of do it on their own. Because I did a show in Atlantic City once, and I remember they're like, yeah, you can use the gym. And like part of the gym was an actual tanning booth. And they were like, you can use the tanning booth. And I was always like, I'm not going to use a tanning booth on my own. I don't know how to use these things.
Right. But I guess people do. I don't know.
Right. So
I don't know.
This is what I was thinking when I was like, this Virgin boat, like to me, it's fun to run around a boat where there should be 10,000 people, but there's actually only 15.
And there's no one.
Right. Like that would be fun, but I'm sure so much of it is roped off. Like, yeah, you can't go in the game room, but you can use the spray booth. I don't know. That was my assumption.
That could be it. But we both have the same villain of the week. We both put Rachel.
Yeah. She's just, you don't skip out on the date. Go on the group date. Be a trooper.
Yeah. And also, like, there are these five guys that do want to date you that do, like, it could have made your day better immediately. Like, you could have had that immediate reassurance by these five guys who are ready to give that to you.
And there's a audience of 80 million women watching going, I'll go on the date with five gorgeous men. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I'm staying.
Me.
I'm staying in. It's such a crazy response.
I can't believe she was like, nope, I'm in.
Who do you have for Paradise picks?
I don't think Logan's going to make it to the end. I think Logan's going to go on Paradise. I also think Meatball is for sure going to go on Paradise. I've said it every week, but he is destined for the beach.
If you have a nickname, you're going to paradise. I'm with you, Logan. I said the same thing. Logan is the only, at this point, he's the most recognizable person contestant.
Yeah, he is. He is the most, the most recognizable out of all of them. Maybe Tino as well, but Logan still stands out more.
Yeah. Okay, what was your cringe Harrison Award winner?
We lightly touched on it, but when in the rose ceremony, when Gabby picked Logan and to give him the rose, and he had to like skirt past Rachel. And I mean, he truly did not even like look at her. Like pretended that she didn't exist, like she wasn't there. Like, that's really weird. I mean, I guess what else is he going to do, though?
It looked like he was trying to get through her to get to the bar to close out his tab late in a busy bar.
That was weird. But I guess what is other choices?
There's no other choice. There's, the other choice is like you make eye contact with her, you smile, and now you're a dick because you just got everything you wanted. You know, so I don't know.
I know. Because they show her kind of like looking at him as he walks by and like down the hall, and he's just like boop boop doop. He's like, Gabby picked me. Like, he's all smile.
Guess it all worked out. Yeah. But if he makes eye contact, I feel like she'd be the type to be like, and did you see? He looked me right in the eye like he was pumped about it. You know, like, I don't know. Like, she loves being dumped so much.
Loves being dumped so much.
Nobody likes being dumped more than Rachel.
Strictly for the drama.
My cringe Harrison was the Virgin cruise ship sponsorship. I loved how they get on the boat and they show Gabby with an ice cream cone. Look, you can have ice cream. You can sit in the hammocks. You can go to any port in all of Europe. And it was like, I just love any promotional thing for the boat is funny to me.
You can charter an entire ship for 20 people.
That's right, Taylor Swift.
Somebody made this TikTok. God, it was so funny. And it was like of a cow being airlifted through the mountains. And somebody says Taylor Swift ordering a steak. And I thought,
so funny. So funny.
It was so good.
It's so funny.
Who got your rose this week?
Jesse Palmer. I just thought his speech to Rachel was so good. And it didn't. It totally whiffed. But it was Jesse, I don't know what else he could have said to get her to go. I thought, if I'm Jesse, I'm mad. I'm like, man, that should have worked. So yeah. I'll give it to Jesse Palmer.
That's a good one. When you pointed that out, he did become the affit. Like, he is now the host.
Today, he became the host. Yeah.
I think I've given this one before, but Gabby's outfit, she always just looks so good. In every outfit that she's given, I don't love Rachel's outfits. I don't know why.
What do you think that is? I don't know. They're inevitably going to be compared, but it does seem like Gabby's outfits make more sense than Rachel's.
Yeah, like I don't know, just like the fit of them and like the style. Like, Rachel's outfits seem very like matronly sometimes. And Gabby's are always like fun and like the little green tiny dress that she had on. Like, that's so cute.
Yeah. And she switches up her hair a lot. She's got a lot of different looks. And Rachel always has like, Rachel's kind of got one move.
One move.
Rachel loves a button up dress. I'll say that. Button it up the middle.
You're good to go.
Good to go. I don't know. It's Troop Beverly Hills, but. You know, I'm with you. I think you're right. Gabby does look great.
Okay, so we will be back next week. Jared, so happy to have you back again.
Thank you.
Make
great
sure
to
you
be back.
Are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor. You can also follow me at K York City.
I'm at Jared Freed.
All right, we will see you next week.
The Bachelor podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.